The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Our Lord tells us to take the lower position, the lower place, a subtle nod to the fact that the last shall be first. This mandate of our Lord, however, takes quite a bit of humility. It would be like purposely taking a seat at the kids' table at a family gathering, even though you're nowhere near a youthful age. But then there's another dimension to this simple parable of our Lord's, and that's detachment from earthly honors, from earthly praise, from earthly accolades. My brothers and sisters, detachment from these earthly, worldly things is an important aspect of our spiritual lives. Can we accept the good and the bad? Can we accept honor and praise when it is rightly due? And can we accept the lack of honor and praise even if it is rightly due? St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, said, "I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need." This is the goal of the spiritual life, one of many. But to be so detached from the things of this world that we can be content with little or with plenty. To be content with honors or lack of honors. To take the lower position and not to seek the place of honor.